Soku isika tisenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Wola mnukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 29 kwekwezi 2022 ngokhiphi Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
ukuhamba kwakhe hayi kusishiya sisesithubeni esinzima kakhulu ngoba nje lapho kuhambe khona umuntu omdala kusala kulesikhekhe esingaba nzima ukuthi sigcwaliswe.
Asekuzinga eliphezulu amalungiselelo okubekwa kwenduna uNhlamba.
Sokulokunzima 60-80% khona lapho siyayithatha ngaphi imali le singaphuza ngapha emsebenzini sithwala nzima.
UZulu ukhala ngokukhuphuka kwenhlawulo yokugada amabhasi ezobukho.
Okwamanje hayi kubuye kukuhle sini ngoba akulamuntu osele engathathanga sonke sithethe labadala ebengalazithupha bathethe.
Abantu etsholotsho bathakazelela ukuthola izithupha lengwalo zokuzalwa. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Zuwile umthunzi wamajawunda kulandela ukukhothama kwenduna uNhlamba kwesigaba seGaranyemba eGwanda esabelweni seMathabeleni South. UAlbert Ncube usepha lolodaba.
UNhlamba ukhothame esibhedlela sakobulawayo ngomgqibelo ngemva kokugula kwesikhatshana. Ukuthona kwakhe kulandela ukukhothama kwenduna uMabhiko eLupane engozini yomgwaqo uviki edlulileyo. Ukukhothama kwakhe sekuthiwa umndeni wakuNhlamba uMadolonzima. Sixoxe lomnumzana Jeffrey Ndlovu Nhlamba, umfowabo enduna etshonileyo njalo ongusobhuku.
Sizwa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngalokho okwenzakeleyo. Ubaba uNhlamba ubegula nje usilaye nje ehamba. Kodwa lokho kusehlele uphongutike kawani nje ilanga elilodwa. Uphongutike angisezwa kuhlanse kwaba yikuhamba kwakhe. Uyesithwalelwa eGwanda. Efika eGwanda nje kuthiwa sedluliselwa koBulawayo. Efika koBulawayo lala ilanga elilodwa. Wavuke ekuseni izolo ngo-6 o'clock ephela.
Omnumzana Wilson Mabhena obesebenza le nduna uNhlamba lapho kuthoniswa amacala uthi balahlekelwe kakhulu.
Ubuhlungu kunye okumangalisayo. Umuntu okade ezithulele, umuntu ongasoze umazi ukuthi thina sikhulile sibangaka siyazazi induna ukuthi zenzani, but lo ube umuntu nje okuzithulisa, umuntu okade welela labantu engelakhulumo ezimbi engelani. Kodwa akukho esingakwenza, uNkulunkulu sekhetho kwami. Sibonga kunjalo.
Omnumzana Collins Banda isakhamuzi seNtebe uthi basele besegcekeni njengamajawunda.
Sibe lusizi kakhulu ngokuzwa ngokubhubha kwamphathi wethu. So ukuhamba kwakhe hayi kusishiya sisesithubeni esinzima kakhulu ngoba nje lapho kuhambe khona umuntu omdala kusala kulesikhekhe esingaba nzima ukuthi sigcwaliswe ngamafitshane sithi umndeni wakhe ududuzeke.
Ukansila weGaranyemba kuwa 13 umnumzana Miklas Ndlovu uthi uNhlamba ebehlezelwela intuthuko esigabeni sakhe.
Usithi nxa ungafika kuyo kwakhe vele uzikhulumela nge-development njengomdala. Hayi isizwe sakithi sesilahlekelwe shuwa. Angikwazi ukuthi ecele indaba abosi bethu bezomdabo shuwa kathesi sisanda kushiwa nguMabhikwa. Sesibuya sishiwa ngulo wakithi futhi. Kukhuthaza sibili ukubambana kwabantu. Aso kuyadanisa kakhulu ngoba iphupho lakhe bakithi awuseze wahamba lingagcwalisekanga. Kodwa kungasenani intando yenkosi. Sithi ngako uyavela njalo olunye uhlumele lingaba njengaye.
Induna uKhulumani Mathema uthi ukukhothama kwezinduna uthe izigaba zingumhlambi kazelusile.
Induna ziqakathekile kakhulu ngoba abantu bakithi abamnyama kumbe abantu bemakhaya bayakholwa kakhulu, bekholelwa imisebenzi eyenziwa izinduna ngoba yizwe ezikhuzayo. Engingathi ngama-peace ambassadors in a way, ngoba lapho kule nduna khona isikhathi esiningi ukudlephana kwabantu kungani kuba ngaphansi kulalapho sokusuke kwaswelakala khona induna.
Aqhubekela phambili amalungiselelo okubekwa induna uNhlamba. Induna uDennis Ndlovu Nhlamba wathejulwa yingo ngomnyaka 1947 njalo wagcotshwa kuba yinduna eGaranyemba ngomnyaka ka-2010.
Dulula la masekela ntaba ndidane ka Sonondo Dlove manxeba ngokulwela ingane zayo sesiyosala sibambisisila isihambili ngunqulu sesibuka amafu kudliwa amathambo engqondo asazi kuyosa sikuphi
ngimelo umsakazo we Studio 7 ngikonhlamba entepe ngu Albert Ncube.
Bayakhala abantu ngokukhuphuka kwenhlawulo yokugada amabhasi enkampani yeZimbabwe United Passenger Company kumbe iZopco. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Ukukhwela kwembadalo yamabhasi kwethule encwadini yabeZopco ikhuluma ngokuba linkampani sikhuphule imbadalo yokukhwela kwamabhasi emadolobheni. Abantu abasuka endaweni ezingaba ngamakhilomitha angamachumi lambili 20 kilometers sebebhadala amadola angamakhulu lamachumi amane 140 RTGS. Abantu abasuka endaweni ezifika amakhilomitha angamachumi amathathu 30 kilometers imbadalo isifika amakhulu phose amabili 180 RTGS. Ukuthi abasuka endaweni ezingamachumi amane isifika ikhulu lambili 220 RTGS. UZulu uyakhala ngentengo le esithi uhulumende usebachiye bebambe wangaphansi. Umnumzana Tafara Sithole isakamuzi seHarare uthi imali le inengi kakhulu.
Asinike sisuke ku-8 siya ku-140 kusho ukuthi sebekhweze about 60% ongangokuthi sokulokunzima 60-80% khona lapho siyayithatha ngaphi imali le singaphuza ngapha emsebenzini sithwala nzima. Ja le mali yakhona siyihola akusakwana akusahambisana le mali leyo esichajwa kuZulu. Kele ukuthi bezame ukuthi beyehlise imali leyo at least ingaba yi-100 kungcono lathi sithole ukugada lokusala le mali yokudla endlini.
Lokhu kugcizelwe ngumnumzana yeBet Shoko ohlala eshitungwiza.
Amabhasi ndoda ukhwela esukusele amabhasi ukhwela esukusela ku-8 siya 160 isinto eright le lokhu vele into engalunganga le ngabe kuthiwa bathe 100 ngabe kungcono.
Unkosikazi Trish Dube uthe indleko le izaphazamisa kakhulu abantwana bakhe nxa besiya esikolo.
Hey, lokho uthi uzubukho sekhwelile hayi kunzima sibili ngoba ama private wona singakhayela ama private ngama 200 amanye ngama 150 so uzubukho le private sokufanana. Uzubukho wakhona yena kabambeki awumtholi uzubukho ilane yakhona yabe inkulu kakhulu amabhasi yona awe 8 lawa. Ugada nzima vele amanye ayafa endleleni so kuyafana nalokhu mina hey njengomuntu osebenzayo imali yakho iningi kakhulu sibili eish bakithi iningi kakhulu kunzima sibili.
Umnumzana Darlington Gatsi uthi imali le ngabe ihambalana leholo
igovernment yethu namhla isiphambanisele sonke njengabantu belizwe leZimbabwe ngoba bakhweze uZupco so esichiphi yangkhona siyi-8 bond RTGS enyangkhona 140 RTGS kodwa ungakhangela ungangena emashopu into zilokho zikhwela uhulumende kala ngenye indlela akwanise ngakuthi zime ukukhwela karesi ungagada mabethe u-garden boy uhola 10,000 RTGS amatemba esiba yi 6,000 RTGS ikudubeka kodwa. So uhulumende ngathiwa eke wama ukukhweza uZupco wazama ukuthi impila kahle yethu into esizifuna ezinjengabompuphu nani ziyenele ukuthi wonke umuntu ekwanise ukuzithenga ngoba akusela okwanisa ukukuthenga lokhu akusela ozakwanisa ukukuthenga ngoba sokudura uye emsebenzini sokuyahlupha ngoba neviki ma njengami mina sengigada 140 bond ngisebenzisa imali edlula i-1,000 ngeviki ngenyanga ngiyasengingene ku-5,000 RTGS mina ngihola 12,000 ngizathengani ngizabhadala irenti ngani uZupco ubengcono engakhwelanga ngalesi sesiyadubeka kuphela emsebenzini sesiyaxotshwa.
Intengo yokudla lempahla emqoka empilweni kaZulu efuneka nsuku zonke ikhuphuke kwamagama kumaviki asanda kwedlula. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
Abantu echolocho esabelweni seMatabeleland North bathakazelela okwenziwa luhlangothi olunika isithupha lengwalo zokuzalwa olulezisebenzi ezibhodaboda emaphandleni. Uhlelo lolu lunceda kakhulu abantwana lasebekhulile abangakaze bethole izithupha lengwalo zokuzalwa. Uhlelo lolu luza ngesikhathi abantu abaningi behluleke ukuthola izithupha lokunye kulandela ukuqhamuka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kwele Zimbabwe. Kubika intatheli zindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Chisasibanda.
Abantu abaningi bathi behluleka ukubhalisa ukuvota ukuthola imisebenzi lendawo esikolo ngenxa yokungabi namaphepha elizwe aqondileyo. Unkosana Silindeni Moyo ohlala eGomba Lumeline unqoma uhlelo lolu ngokwenza kube lula ukuthatha incwadi lezi.
Abadingi ukubona abantwana bona bafuna ukubona izithupha zabazali babo. Ngefoni bayayamukela abalahlupho. Hayi, lolu hlelo lube luhlelo oluhle kakhulu ukwedlula izikhathi ezidlulileyo leziyana. Okwamanje hayi kubuye kukuhle sini ngoba akulamuntu osele engathathanga. Sonke sithethe. Labadala ede bengalazithupha bathethe. Babathathisile sibili amalungelo abo wonke.
Ugogo Dorin Mavunda ohlala eMagabelana line oleminyaka engamathuma esithupha lasishiyagalombili 68 ubungela gwalo lokuzalwa lesithupha.
Ungathola incwadi yesikolo lekasebhuku uyathola usizo. Ngikhuluma nje lami kade nguphethe lokhu ndutholile usizo. Abadingi silver, abadingi golide, bathi sukuma uhambe. Hlala kwamagabelana line umphathi wami uMbusi Ndlovu. Manina labo baba sukumanini lizodingela abantwana ikusasa labo. Usizo luyatholakala kahle, akudingakali imbadalo, siyathola usizo.
Abantwana abangela bazali labo bathathiswa incwadi zokuzalwa ngaphansi kohlelo lolo. Unkosana Samukeliso Mathe uthathela abantwana bakadade wabo owabhubhayo watshiya abantwana bemunya.
Babathunda ngonina vele bebancane bazogcina umamami. Umamami wasetshiya thina lami nginje ngangingu-form 2. Osisi bami labo bendile. So mina ngasala labantwana hamba gcina ngeke ngibe lamqondo lobhuda njengoba manje abantu amabhuda asela mama sithole omunye umfazi. Asela mama kodwa ubufakazi ukuthi umama ke watshona besilayo. Ngoba izolo futhi besilayo umntwana okade okasisi wethu futhi watshonayo. Simvulele futhi ibhethu basinika ibhethu selayo. Laba sebengabe sibili futhi sebesilungisele. Hayi siyababonga ngoba basenzele kahle vele sikabona iphupha.
Uhlelo lolu kusetshenziswa labosobhuku okuyibo abapha ubufakazi ukuthi umuntu ofuna incwadi lezi bayamazi kumbe haji. Usobhuku Peter Sibanda wesigabeni sakoDlamini.
Siyabonga kakhulu sibili ukuthi kube khona ukufika kwabe amabhethi endezi bezosisiza khona lapha. Lapha bekuhamba kuhle kakhulu sibili. Abantu basisizile ngoba kuba khona ukugcibela lani lani besiya echolojo. Okwenza ukuthi ekugcineni bathole sekunzima ukuthi behambe ama-distance angakho. Njengalokhu nje ungithola ngikhona lapha sisuka senza ubufakazi obusuke umuntu uma simenzele bona ohamba waye echolojo usuka esefanele buyele emuva.
Usobhuku Sibanda uthi bonke abafisa ukuthola uncedo kumele baxhumane laye.
Siyamncedisa laye. Ngoba kula muntu ofanele esale ngalayo i-death certificate noma i-death certificate nxa kumbe unodinga i-death noma ufuna i-birth noma ufuna isithupha. Kufuneka simncedise ekugcineni ilizwe njengoba lenye lethu sonkeni kona lapha. Sonke kufanele sisale silolutho esilalo olusifaka ukuthi silungele ukuba ngumntu walapho. Into endilonge ngesigaba sami ngilobufakazi obugcweleyo ukuthi uzalelwe la, ngiyamazi.
Iningi liphumile eziqithi zetsholotsho ukuyathatha ingwalo zokuzalwa lezithupha ngaphansi kohlelo lolu olungena emakhaya ezigabeni zonke zelizwe. Uhulumende weZimbabwe uthi ukhangelele ukuthi abantu abafika ezigidi ezimbili 2 million bazathola amaphepha la aqathekileyo ekupheleni kohlelo lolu kunyanga kampandulwa lonyaka. Ngiyimele yeStudio 7 ngisekhombalume koDlamini yetsholotsho, igama lami ngu-Ezra Chisasibanda.
Kusenjalo uhlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezokulima luthi balutshwani kakhulu abalimi abaletha umumbu eziphaleni ze-Grain Marketing Board. Ngakho ke sokumele kuhlolisiswe ukuba abazimeleyo abathenga umumbu balani eziphaleni zabo. Umabhalani omkhulu wohlangothi lolu umnumzana John Basera usanda kulobela incwadi i-GMP esithi kumele baphathisane lebazomvikela abakuhlangothi lwe-Joint Operations Command ukuze kulandelwe umthetho wokuthenga lokuthengiswa umumbu. UBasera uthi abalimi sebethengisele i-GMP umumbu oyisilinganiso se-5,000 metric tons. Bebekhangele ukuba bazathola umumbu omningi lonyaka njengoba kukanya ingani kuvunwe umumbu oyisilinganiso esifika 30,000 metric tons. Kukanya lokhu kuba amapolisa azabambisana labanye abazomvikela emgwaqweni ekudingeni abathenga umumbu njalo lokuvula ngenkani iziphala zabathenga umumbu ukuze bebone ukuba kwenzakalani elizweni. Abalimi abaningi bathi abasoze bethengisele iGMP umumbu wabo ngoba bawuthenga ngedola leZimbabwe athi elemelika. Singakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sike sikhangele ezwela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. ELiRussia lihlasela ngamandla amadolobho ambalwa empumalanga yeUkraine lapho elizama ukuhluthuna khona isabelo seDonetsk. Abezindaba abeReuters babika ukuba eliUkraine licela ukusekelwa ngamazwe atshiyeneyo ngokunikwa izikhali ezathundubeza ezakweleRussia. Umongameli Joseph Biden wakwelemelika namhla kukhangelwe ukuba uza kwethekelela isabelo seTexas lapho okubulewe khona abantwana abafika phose amajumi amabili 19 lababalisi ababili lijaha ebelihlome laphelela ngombhobho okhulula inhlamvu. UBiden uzakhulumisana labazali abalabantwana ababulewe eEurope Elementary School labanye. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Associated Press. Sike sizwe ezamasiko. Uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke namhla sixoxa ngokwethulwe ngumnumzana Stanley Raphael Khumalo ozibiza ngokuthi yinkosi yamaNdebele othi uzahamba kwele South Africa abuye labadabuka kwelizweni leZimbabwe abesegcotshwa ukuba yinkosi eState House kobulawayo. Kodwa umnumzana Bonman Khumalo, isikhulumeli sikabulelani loBhengula, wakhethwa umndeni wakoKhumalo ukuba inkosi yamaNdebele uthi wenza ukuganga uKhumalo ozibiza ngokuthi umzilikazi the second.
Ah, sisenkingeni lana. Kufika uStanley lana, uStanley Raphael Chuma eGoli, lo zithi umzilikazi 2. Uthi uzethatha abantu end of May uhamba labo ekhaya uye State House. Hayi, manje ke no akusiphathi kahle lokho ukuthi kanti umuntu wadlala ngesizwe kwenze njani. Uyazi ke hayi, sekufika isikhathi la mzakazi ukuthi sithi thinani indoda lesi zaze si hayi, siqinisa isandla mpela kuyo lamagaba, mhlawumbe siqinisa amagama ngoba hayi, sesikubekezelile kwenela. Umuntu odlala ngomthwakazi angeke mpela sivume. Manje ufuna ukuphamana isimpilo zabantu. Abantu vele uhlupho luningi abantu ngithe mathebele na umuntu futhi ufuna ukuhluphekisa abantu phezu kwalolu hluphe sinalo. Yikho ke hayi umsakazi into esisho ukuthi no, siyacela nje uStanley nalabo abantu asebenzisana labo bayiyekelele into le. Uma beqhubeka hayi ngeqiniswe no, sesizathatha abanyathela nganalukhuni ngoba singeke sikubekezelwe ukuthi kudlalwe ngesizwe senkosi umzilikazi, ngeke sivume.
Umnumzana Samuel Dube olandela ezamasiko uthi kuyakulandela konke okwenziwa ngumzilikazi the second.
Yithi vele siyovula ngomthandazo, awuthi ngihole kafishanyana. Ngihlala ngikhuluma ngithi mina indaba yakithi iyolungiswa ngumoya. Indaba yobukhosi bakithi ijule kakhulu makhehla, ifuna umoya. Ubukhosi siyazi ukuthi vele beyabangi njalo ukulelani uyazi ukuthi inkatho yamphika. Ubukhosi esikhuluma ngawo lana ubukhosi bukamzilikazi kamashovana kalanga, hayi obuka loBhengula. Kunesizathu behind ukuthi why inkosi loBhengula yakuthi isikhathi esifishane njalo abantu babhizi balokho bethi inkosi ngubulelani ngoba wacatshiswa nguSisil John Rose, kukhombisa ukuthi thina into eyenziwe ngondlela zikhanyelanga yiyo sihambisa phambili. Ikanti-ke silungisa okwethu okwabantu, inkosi ibekwa umoya. Abantu vele as-expect ukuthi bakuzwise kodwa from kusasa bazobe sebezwisisa kabanzi.
Akwaziwa ukuba uKhumalo uzakwanelisa ukuphenduka kwele Zimbabwe ehamba labadabuka kuleli lizwe abesesiyagcotshwa khona ngale eState House esos town kobulawayo. Bokwamanje sike sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya, igama ngontungami lenkomo. lamhlanje ngilomfundisi useNispanda. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mfundisi.
Ngiyabingelela abalaleli namhlanje kusihlwa. Ngiyakhona libe leviki enhle.
Usiphatheleni lamhlanje?
Namhlanje ngizafuna sikhangele kuJohane chapter 7 amavesi nje amalutshwana kodwa amangalisayo. Lapha sihlangana loJohane ekhuluma ngokuthi uJesu abafowabo babesithi kahambe ayeziveza atshengise amandla akhe, atshengise ukuthi ungumuntu osetshenziswa nguNkulunkulu kumkhosi owawukhona, umkhosi owetabernacles owawukhona. Ngakho-ke bathi kambe umuntu olamandla amaningi kangaka wenza nje uzifihlile ngapha ensithe emakhaya eGalili, akuyele eJerusalema uyebonakala emuntwini wonke. Ikho lapho esizabala khona ba ivesi ka-4 ithi, ngoba kakho umuntu owenza ulutho ensitha yena efuna ukwaziwa obala. Uba uzenza lezi zinto ziveze wena emhlabeni, ngoba labafowabo babengakholwa kuye. Ngakho-ke uJesu wathi kibo, isikhathi sami kasikafiki, kodwa esenu isikhathi sihlala sikhona. Ngifuna ukuthi sikhangele ukuthi uNkulunkulu uhlela isikhathi ngezinto zonke okumele sizenze lapha emhlabeni. Injongo uNkulunkulu ayibekayo empilweni zethu, ubizo uNkulunkulu alalo phezu kwempilo zethu, imisebenzi ehlukeneyo uNkulunkulu asibizele yona, uyasinika kodwa njalo ubeka isikhathi sokuthi kumele kwenziwe nini. Ngakho-ke lapha okokuqala sifumana labafowabo bakaJesu besithi kambe nxa usenza izimangaliso zonke lezi uphonguzenzela ngapha emakhaya ngemuva kungabonwa ngumuntu, hamba-ke lapho ongabonwa khona ngabantu. Kodwa siyabona ukuthi indlela uNkulunkulu ayeyihlosele uJesu, indlela uNkulunkulu ayeyibekile, kwakungayisitho ukuthi kumele ayeziveza ngalesi sikhathi. uNkulunkulu wayelesikhathi sakhe ayesihlelile, esilungisile. Siyabona lapho uJesu yaphendula abafowabo ukuthi hayi, isikhathi sami asikafiki. Wayesithi kibo, uNkulunkulu ubeke isikhathi ngezinto zonke. Ngakho-ke nxa nguletha kithi empilweni, siyakwazi ukuthi umhlaba ngaso sonke isikhathi uyabe usifuqa ukuba senze izinto isikhathi kodwa singafiki. Siba nepressure yokwenza izinto, ikakhulu nxa umuntu elobizo uyabe usithi mana kuhle kwenzakale kathesi, kanti uNkulunkulu uyabe ehlelile indlela yakhe afuna uyihambe. uNkulunkulu lomgwaqo awufakayo esenzela ukuthi ngawo lowo mgwaqo abe ufakele wena, uzofunda izinto, uzokuqondisa akulungise isimo sakho, ukwenzela ukuthi nxa uphutha usiya ngale esekuveza emhlabeni ukuthi wenze lokho akubizele khona, uzakukwanisa ukukwenza kakuhle. Ngakho lapho ngiyathanda ukuthi uJesu wayala okokuqala ukufuqwa ngabantu ukuthi ahambe oziveza uhle uzitshengisele. uJesu wathi hayi, isikhathi sami asikafiki. Wayenanzelela ukuthi akumelanga enze into ngokufuqwa ngabantu. Maningi amantombazana acina ezithwala, amajaha acina emithisa ngesikhathi singakwani ngenxa yokuthi bafuqwa ngabantu, bafuqwa ngumhlaba. Baningi abantu abacina beqalisa amabhizimisi, besenza ezinye izinto ezicina zibanikudubo besehluleka, ngoba bafuna ukwenza izinto isikhathi singafiki. uNkulunkulu wesikhathi sakho, melela leso sikhathi, ungagijimeli phambili.
Akuyiphethe mfundisi.
Ngiyathandaza igama likaJesu ukuba wonke umuntu olobizo, wonke umuntu uNkulunkulu ambekele umsebenzi, uzokumelela isikhathi sikaNkulunkulu ukwenzela ukuthi yonke into uNkulunkulu ayihlelileyo isebenzeke njalo iphumelele kuhle. Egama likaJesu, amen.
Lolo bekulohlelo vuselela umoya silomfundisi useNispanda. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungameli Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungameli Nkomo, ungadinwa lakusasa. Kwezemidlalo yenguqu, iqembu leDynamos libe nguJikile Obhanga 0-0 lileHerentals emdlalweni odlalwe namhlanje. Nansi impumela yeminye imidlalo efanayo: Bulawayo Chiefs 2 Capes United 0, Tenax 1 Cranbourne Bullets 0. Kwezabatsha namhla silomculi odabuka eJolojo.
Sanibonani ngiyajabula leli thuba engilithola nje manje kubo bonke abantu abalalele. Igama lami elokuzalwa uMichael Dube enganinikwa umama, ubaba yena wasekade umthokozisi. Amagama wami omabili, isibongo uDube, ngizalwa eTsholotsho konqoya, la engizalwa khona eGoli ngiseCosmos City. Ngicula uMaskandi i-albhamu lesibili leli engilikhiphile manje. Ngaqala nge-albhamu era kuqala ngonyaka ophelile ngo-2021 elalibizwa kuthiwa isizwe sakomthwakazi. Leli elamanje i-albhamu lithi Inyamazane Ezacile, okuama-albhamu ahamba kahle kakhulu. Ela last year bekunengoma ebithandwa abantu kakhulu ethi kancane kancane uyophumelela. Ungesabi ukwenza into uthi abantu bohleka. Kube nenye ethi Jerusalema, ingoma ezayithandwa kakhulu. So nakulokhu futhi kwedlulele, abantu bakhombisa ukungithanda ngale ngoma yami ethi akashaywa umuntu wesifazane. Angazi ngabala ngithini, ziningi impela, kusebenzekile kakhulu. Ngiyabonga i-support enginikwa abantu. Ngizicelela futhi i-support engaphezu kwalokho, njengoba sicula kanje sidinga yona i-support. So siyacela ukuthi abantu besisupporte. Abafuna umsebenzi wami bengangithola ku-Facebook, ngizibiza ngumkhando ozikhandayo. Ku-WhatsApp inamba yami ngizoyishiya, nakhona inamba yami ku-WhatsApp engitholakala kiyo ngizoyibhala, then imbe sengiyibiza futhi ngithi 062 37 45 636. Ngiphinde futhi 062 37 45 636. Umuntu mayengabe efisa nje ukukhuluma neqhawe elibiza emculweni ngokuthi umkhando ozikhandayo, engayisabi ukungithinta kuleyo number. Mayefika lapho, ngiyacela umuntu engafiki nje ethi hayi, akabeki isitori ukwenzela ukuthi kube lula, ngoba baningi abantu abafika la kimi bethi hayi. So kuba nzima ukuthi ngithini. Ma uzothi hayi, kuba nzima nokuthi ngizothini, ngoba ngesinye isikhathi kuba khona uthola ukuthi ama-chat maningi, kodwa at least umuntu uma engabe efike wayichaza kuba lula kimi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Yes, kufisela inhlanhlamfo kaNdlovu. Singakagqibi uhlelo lwamhlanje, wathi sikhangele ebesilazo. Asewuzinga liphezulu amalungiselelo okubeka induna uNhlamba. Uzulukhala ngokukhuphuka kwenhlawulo yogada amabhasi yeZupcom. Abantu abaningi eTsholotsho bathakazelela ukuthola izithupha lengwalo zokuzalwa. Olivalisayo uMkhipsi Dube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka, mhuri yeZimbabwe.